Today's daf is daf chet in the second Shavuot. We're holding the first perek Shavuot Shtayim, and we're on Zion Amid Beis to Omar Mar, which is six lines up from the bottom. Omar Mar. So yesterday we were trying to get a hold of how we know that the Seira Naaseh Bifnim, and that is the Sa'ir that is paired up with the Sa'ir La'azazel, that is the Sa'ir that is Mechaper on the Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, in a case where a person knew that he was Tameh, and he knew that this was the Migdash, he had forgotten that he was Tameh, forgotten it was the Migdash, Nichnas, and has not as yet found out about that. And we said that the Korban, which is brought Bifnim, that Sayer is Mechapram, that particular variant of Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav. And we're going to go through the raya that we brought yesterday. We had the whole discussion in the Braita. And we started with a very interesting point, that when the Torah says, V'chiper ha-kodesh mitumot b'nei Yisrael, that tumot b'nei Yisrael could have been understood to be the tum'ah of chet, specifically of Avodah Zorah, of Gilui Arayot, of Shfichut Damim. And we needed to zero in on why it's talking about Tumat Migdash V'Kedoshav. So let's start the Braita again. Omar Mar, you said yesterday, Yesh li b'inyan ze la'avi shalosh tumot. On my own, I would immediately think of the idea that this is a reference to three possible tumot: tumat avodah zarah, tumat gilui arayot, tumat shvichut damim. Now, I'd like to understand, says the Gemara, what exactly did the Tana mean that I might have thought that the Seir HaNaaseh Bifnim is Mechaper on those tumot. Let's take them one by one. You say Avodah Zarah. I mean, Hay Avodah Zarah Yechidami. How precisely did you think that this korban would be the tikkun for Avodah Zarah? I mean, if we're talking about B'mezid, so then we know that such a person is Chayev Skila, Barktalahu. If he did it B'shogeg, so then there's a specific korban, which is the Seir of Avodah Zarah, which the Torah was prescribed for this particular act. How did you think that this was the carbon that was coming to Mechaper on that, when you have a whole parsha that tells you that it's not the carbon that's Mechaper on that, and rather Sirei Avodat Kochavim is what's Mechaper on that? Answers the Gemara, well, no, I might have thought, I mean, remember, we have a lot of variations. Maybe in a case where somebody did B'mezid, and he did not get hatra'ah, so we can't kill him. So is there a carbon? Maybe this is a carbon that's mechaper on him. Or maybe if he did it b'shogeg, but he hasn't found out yet, so he doesn't bring the carbon, which is very similar to the idea of this carbon as we actually do learn it, because that's what it does for tumat mikdash v'kedoshav. Where have you dia b'tchila? I did it b'shogeg, and now I haven't found out. So I could certainly amend that. Okay, I accept that. And then you turn to learn mitumot. Okay, but we'll get to that in a minute. Now, the other thing you said was gilui arayot. I'd like to understand that one. When you said gilui arayot, nami, hechidami, what was the case of gilui arayot that you thought that we were going to be mechaper? I mean, once again, Ibn Mezid, so he gets whatever owners he gets. Let's say it's a fi of mita or whatever. If it was b'shogeg, so then it's like any other carbon in the Torah. So you bring a kifsa. So bar korban, it couldn't be this carbon. Here too, well, it could be talking about a mezid. We didn't get hatra'ah, or perhaps a shogeg, and he didn't realize that he had done something wrong. Okay, next case, shvichut damim nami. This one I also have a problem with, because what are we talking about over here? If he killed somebody b'mezid, so then he's chayev mita. If he killed b'shogeg, then there's a specific remedy. That kapara is galut, as we had in Makot. So you go into galut. So here too, could be talking about mezid v'lo atrube, or could be talking about shogeg when he realized that he killed anybody, or over here we have lots of other options, because not every case of killing b'shogeg, remember, there's the killing that is on the way up instead of on the way down, or cases where it's korov lamezit, or cases where it's korov la'inus. I mean, so there's plenty of cases. It could be talking about a shogeg, which is b'hanach v'lav b'nei galut, one of the many cases that we discussed back in Makot, where there's no chiyuv of galut for shogeg. So that's not a problem. All right, so now I understand the opening of the bride. I would have thought that it's one of these three, Karmash Malan, that Talmud Lomar continues now the bride, and we're going to do this in the Gemara also, Talmud Lomar, mitum ot b'nei Yisrael, only some of the tumot, the local tumot. So that means that the Pasuk now is pointing us in the right direction. The right direction requires us to recognize that there's a special set of tumas that differs from all other sets. So, Mama Tzinu Shechileka Katum Dichla Kol HaTumot. So what was the set that the Torah says is different than any other? That's got to be Tumat Mikdash V'Kedoshah. Now, that's what it said in the Bride. We didn't quite understand in what sense this set is unique. So, Afkan B'Tumat Mikdash V'Kedoshah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Okay, now I'd like to understand what that meant. So what do you mean precisely when you say Chilek, my Chilek? Well, I mean, it's certainly unique in the sense that it brings a carbon olive yored, right? Carbon olive yored is, where else do we find that? Oh, maybe it's talking about Avodah Zarah. Maybe the chilek is the fact that every other carbon, when you do something, b'shogeg, is a kisba, and in this case, it's a sirah. I mean, that's as strange as a carbon olive yored, isn't it? So you bring a sirah v'lo kisba. Omer of Kahana, wait, just hold on a second. We're not saying just the fact that it's a unique set. What we're saying is that the Torah would go out of its way to set up a more accessible kapara for it. I mean, you're saying, I'm bringing you this special carbon on Yom HaKippurim to offer you additional options of kapara. I mean, to tell me that I'm limiting you to a se'irah is not offering you more options. If I'm offering you the option of bringing it as an animal, bringing it as a bird, bringing it as a mincha, that's options. So I'm in Mekel, I'm searching for modes of kapara. So it makes sense to say there's an additional kapara for these cases that aren't covered by bringing the Sarah Nasa Bifni. But to tell me that Avodah Zarah is a unique set, and therefore I should be looking to be mechaper more easily. How about if it's more expensive to bring a sawyer? So that can't be the correct set. Says Rav Kana, therefore, anan chilek lahakel kamina. What we're trying to show you is something that is uniquely defined in a way that makes kapara easier. Whereas this case is not to make it easier. Hachilek lahakmir over here. I mean, you're going to have to pay perhaps a lot more to get your kapara. You don't have options, so that doesn't fit the bill. So the only case that we could think of is the unique set lakula of Tumas Vigash Vigadosha. Well, wait a minute. What about a Yoledet? A Yoledet is also given options. If she can't afford now to bring the keves and a bird, she can bring two birds. That's lakel. So maybe it's referring to a Yoledet. We're over there. It's chilek and it's chilek that, in a sense, she brings the equivalent of an olav yored. I mean, you know, it's not exactly as impressive as olav yored, where you get your choice across the board. But still, I mean, it's certainly the same idea. Omer Avoshaya. Well, that's not really a carbon for a kapara. That's a carbon to get you out of your tuma. Now, I understand how you're comparing that. We're looking for a case where a guy sinned. The guy sinned, he walked into the Beit HaMikdash b'tuma. But the Oledet, that's Tmeah. I mean, why would we look for the Seir HaNaseh Bifnim to take care of your tuma? It doesn't say anything about tuma. It says, L'kol chatotam. So where's the chait? Lo l'chol tumotam. Well, how about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, the reason that a Yoledet brings a Korban Chatat is because she's a Chotat. Because she basically commits herself never to have another one of these again. Right? So every Yoledet is also a Chotati. So Ma'ik Lamemra, what are you going to say according to him? Maybe it means to be Mechaper, the Korban Yoledet, which Memela is Mechaper, the Tuma also. Ma'ik Lamemra. So what's your problem, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is perfectly now within his own shita. Because remember, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is Rabbi Shimon when it comes to the halakha. And over here, Rabbi Shimon was the one who argued Rabbi Yehuda. And he said, I don't need to look for a particular set. It says Beferish, Allah Kadesh. That's what it says, V'chiper Allah Kadesh, B'tubot B'nei Yisrael. So the Pasuk is announcing to me that this korban is coming to me B'chaper Tumat Mikdash V'kadosha. Saying, okay, no, according to Shabbarakai, I don't need this whole argument. If I don't need this whole argument, what do you care if he doesn't have a way out of Yoledet? He doesn't need a way out of Yoledet. So Rabbi Shimla Ta'ame, Diyambar, Mimkomo Mukhra, it's clear from the context. Okay, how about Ve'ema Mitzora? Why can't it mean that the Surah Nasa Bifnim is Mechaper on the korban of a Mitzora? So if the Mitzora did not bring his korban before Yom HaKippurim, so now this becomes the korban of the Mitzora Tzvechaper. Omer of Oshaya, the same reason. It says L'chol Chatotam. So L'chol Tumotam. Tzorat is a tuma. In order to be able to be completely tahor, so you need to have the waiting period. And then at the end of that waiting period, on the eighth day, you bring a korban for tahara. But that's not what this is coming for. This is coming for chait. Yeah, and what about according to Shmuel Bar Nachmeni? Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says, Al Shiv'a Dvarim. The seven different sins that Nega'im come for. So then, wouldn't we understand that the korban that is betayer him for the Tumat Sara'at is actually a korban that's coming to be mechaper on the things that led to the Tzara'at? So Michael Amimar, maybe that's what it's referring to then. No. The Tzara'at itself, the Nega, is mechaper for the sin. The korban is only coming to be matir you to come back into town. So basically, the Ata Nage, it's his Nega de Achaperle. It's the korban is coming only Lishtaruye Bekahal, allowing him back into the city. Or some have the gears of Lishtaruye Bekodashim, because that's really the truth. It's what allows him to eat Kodesh. All right, so it's not that case. Maybe it's a Nazir Tomei. Nazir Tomei is also a unique korban. Because he can bring Torim of Neona, which is makes it very accessible, his kapara. So maybe that's what it's referring to. Omra Voshai was the same issue. A Nazir Tamei is coming to be, not Mechaper, to be Mittaher. And as Rav Oshaya pointed out already two times before, the Kol Chatotam, this korban of the Saran Asa Bifnim, is coming to be Mechaper Chataim. It's not coming to cleanse Tum'ah. So, v'lolokol Tum'atam. Yes, and what about according to Rabbi Elazar HaKafar, who says that a Nazir is considered to be a Chote because he didn't drink wine, and what right does he have not to enjoy wine, and so on and so forth. So then maybe that's what it's coming for being such a big shot, and think he's holier than thou. So my Ikalamima. Well, you know what? It could be that Rabbi Elazar HaKafar holds like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, namely several of Rabbi Shimon. Diyomar mimekomo humukra. That since the pasuk says beferish v'chiper al hakodesh mitumot bnei Israel. So obviously it's min hakodesh. I don't need to look for any roundabout reasons the way Rabbi Yehuda is learning it. Okay, then that's what I'd like to look into now. Let me understand what the machlokas is between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda about whether mimkomo humukra omama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mimkomo Mukhra. Hareo Omer v'chiper ala kodesh, mitumot. Now doesn't that say mitumot shel kodesh? He's talking about cleansing the kodesh. Obviously it has to do with the tumot that affected the kodesh. So what is that talking about? And well, if it's not talking about tumas migdash v'kadoshim, I don't know what it is talking about. Hey, you know, it's a darn good point. Shabbakom, Rabbi Shimon. Why in the world is Rabbi Yehuda looking for these roundabout proofs that it must be we're talking about Tumat Mikdash V'Kedoshah? Obviously we're talking about Tumat Mikdash V'Kedoshah. Shapra Kama, Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Yehuda's need, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lacha, Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, look, you're completely misreading that pasuk. I mean, the point of that pasuk, when it says V'Chiper Al HaKodesh, simply means, what's the literal word, v'chiper, that you need to do the avodat adam. to do the Avodat Adam on the Kadesh. You'll notice that the Pasuk doesn't tell you to come into the Heichal to do the seven times down, one time up, seven times down. It only said to go Lifnai V'Lifni, between the Badei Aharon. This is not some type of vague statement about God bringing you atonement. This is a mitzvah, V'Chiper Ala Kodesh. Walk in with that blood and sprinkle the blood on the Kaporas, on the Parochas, the same way that you did towards the Kaporas. Understand what you're making it into some kind of moral issue over here. It's a straightforward mitzvah. And what does it have to do with telling you about atonement? V'chiper doesn't mean atonement in this sense. It means to sprinkle the blood. That's all. So therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, it says Rabbi Yehuda, that's not what it's coming to tell me. It's coming to tell me, that the same way that you sprinkle the blood all the way inside, behind the parochet, towards the kaporet on the orin, one above and seven times down, do the same thing outside, facing the parochet. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon, how can you say it means that? You know perfectly well that it's a beferish pasuk that says, V'chein yaaseh l'ohel mo'ed. Now, for heaven's sakes, read the pasuk. V'chiper al ha-kodesh mitumot b'nei Yisrael. V'chein yaaseh l'ohel mo'ed. How do you read that? V'chein yaaseh l'ohel mo'ed. It means walk out of the kodesh ha-kodeshim and do the same thing in the outer tent that you did inside. It's the same way inside you did one up and seven down. So to go into the ohel mo'ed and do one up and seven down. So what do you have to say now? That indeed is to tell me exactly this halacha. Chiper ala kodesh, meaning tumat mikdash ukedusha. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, not true. Because let us say that would have said v'chein yaseh. Okay, tell me what would you have understood that to mean? V'chein yaseh l'ohel moed. Do the above to the ohel moed. Okay, what's the above? Bring a par and a sawyer and mix the blood and blah, 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 right? Not to take the same old dam that I had bifnim and do the same thing outside. I would say restart. You brought karbonos in order to be betekein, the kodesh hakodeshim. Bring karbonot now, same karbonot, a sawyer and a par, to be mitakein the ohel moed. V'chein yaseh l'ohel moed, from the beginning. So therefore, I would have said, if it only said that, havamina nete par v'sarachrine, bring another par and a sawyer, start over again, v'naved, and do that. But when you continue on and you say, and after sprinkling the blood inside, v'chiper al ha-kodesh mitumot b'nei Yisrael, sprinkle the blood outside, so now I understand, use the same blood that you already had inside and put it outside. Now don't come now and tell me that a pasuk that is very clearly saying, sprinkle the blood, actually means, and this is coming as an atonement for Tumas Mikdash V'Kedosha. It doesn't mean anything of the sort. You're taking it totally out of context. Rabbi Shimon says, that's not out of context, sir. Because when you say V'chein Yaseh L'ohel Mo'ed, it does not mean, like you claim, start over. In context of that pasuk, it means continue. So it means kein yaseh l'ohel moed from what you were just doing. Meaning, not to start a new avodah. I would have started saying the new avodah. Come in the middle of a story and say, and do the same thing. So do the same thing means the last piece that you're just talking about, sprinkling the dam. Do the same thing to l'ohel moed. What do you have to tell me for v'chiper al ha-kodesh? V'chiper al ha-kodesh is obviously coming to tell me tum'at mikdash kedoshav mashma. Now, the next piece of this, we've understood the Braita now step by step. How we know it, first of all, what did we think? Legabe Avodah Zarah. What did we think about Gilui Arayot? What did we think about the Din of Rotzeach, of Shvichut Damim? We understood that. Then we understood what's unique about Tumot. Then we understood, and we talked about all the options. Then we understood the Machlok at Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether Mukhra from Bifnim the Pasuk, whether I need to look around to find an indication, as Rabbi Yehuda says. Okay, now we're all on the same page. We know that this is coming to be Bechaper Tumat Mikdash Vekdoshav, either in the roundabout way of Rabbi Yehuda, or in the direct way of Rabbi Shimon. And now we're up to the next piece of the Braita. And the next piece of the Braita says, well, we've got a lot of options, even now that we're talking about Tumat Mikdash Vekdoshav, right? How do we know that we're talking specifically about the case where there was Yediyah B'tchila, but there was no Yediyah B'sof? That's the next piece of the Braita, to go through the various possibilities. Now I want to understand that next piece. Amar Mar. So the next thing you said was, Yochol al kol tumat tumat shebakodesh yisar ze mechaper. Now you might think that this Seir is coming to be mechaper all issues of tumat mikdash v'kedoshav. Talmud lomar, mi pish eyem l'chol chatotam. It has to be similar, you say, to pesha, so that there's no korban available, no alternative carbon available. So you said, okay, then what's left, mind you? Yesh ba yediyah b'tchila. So first you said, what's it coming to tell me? Can't be coming to tell me the one that isn't chayav a carbon because it's got another carbon. Yesh ba yediyah b'tchila, yesh ba yediyah b'sof. I mean, that obviously, I know that on my own. That's a bar carbon. I mean, anyway, I know there's another carbon for that, namely the carbon of the carbon that is the one that we've been talking about, the Olivia Orate. So then, what did you mean when you said, I need first to determine that this is not something that there's a carbon on? I mean, obviously, if there's another carbon on it, how would you think it's coming to be Mechaper on that one? That you need to bring a Raya, it's similar to Pesha. Now, Pesha, there's no carbon at all. So it can't be coming to tell me the carbon olive yoreh. Anyway, it can't be coming to tell me the carbon olive yoreh. The carbon olive yoreh is a different carbon. How would I think I'd bring this instead of the carbon olive yoreh? Hold on a second. Let's say that a guy had been nichnas lemikdash b'tuma and finds out about that tuma just before the onset of Yom Kippur. Now, he can't bring the carbon olive yoreh. He can't bring the carbon of Yom Kippur. So now maybe what this is saying is that if Yom Kippur passes by and there was as yet no chalot of the chiyuv of the carbon that he could have brought before, so this carbon takes the place of it and it would be mechaper completely.
What's in that
he can't bring it now. It's not in it. It's not in his hands to bring it. So maybe this. Look, well, let's see that inside. Lo tzricha. The case would be tityad le samuch l'shkiyat hachama. He had no time to possibly bring his carbon before Yom Kippur. So that's not his fault. But he's already chayev in the carbon. So salka dait chamina, I might have thought that Adamaite, at least, tell you what, at least let this be, even if it's not mechaper completely, at least let it be teila. I mean, you're going to tell me later that it's teila. Because in the case of having Yediyah B'tchila and having no Yediyah B'sof, it's Teila. So why shouldn't we say it's Teila even though I had the Yediyah B'sof and I couldn't bring the carbon? I mean, that's the most natural thing in the world. So let it be Teila Beinatayim. Therefore, I need to know from this pasuk, B'chlal, it's not even Teila. Now, that's a fantastic Kiddush. So the bride has to address that. Kamash Malan. Okay, the next thing you say is, Omar Mar. Okay, now that I've established that it's not talking about a case where I'm chai of a carbon, how do I know that the case that it's talking about, minayin sheyesh ba yediyah b'tchila, ve'ein ba yediyah b'sof, how do I know that it's that particular carbon? Sheshoyer zeh toleh. I don't understand what you're asking. What do you mean, minayin? My kakashele. I thought you just proved that. Didn't you just say that it can't be coming to tell me something that I am chai of a carbon? As we tell him something that I'm not chai of a carbon. So what are you asking now? No, excuse me. I'm saying, now that you've proven, ash de amret, that we need chataim dumi de psha'im, right? So psha'im, there's no way that you're chai of a carbon. Okay. If psha'im, there's no way that you're chai of a carbon, so then chataim nami de lav b'nei carbon. Let's take that to its logical conclusion. You're telling me that I'm only being mechaper on things that are similar to psha'im. Let me finish the sentence for you, my dear friend. So now, why not go all the way and say like this? Ma psha'im delav b'nei korban lo'olam. I'll never bring a korban on a pesha. So too, the only thing that this thing is bechaperon is chataim the lavne korban le'olam. Not the case that you came up with. The case that you came up with is that he has the idea b'tchila, which means that if he finds out in the end, he is going to be chayav a korban. So then, that should be exactly the case that this korban is not mechaperon, because it's not similar to pesha, right? You're telling me it has to be similar to pesha. If it has to be similar to pesha, let's take the case where there's no yediyah b'tchila, there's only a yediyah b'sof. Such a thing will never be chayav a korban al v'yored, because there's no v'ne'alam, and therefore it will be similar to pesha. Instead, you conclude the opposite, that this korban is coming specifically to be mechaper in a case where there is yediyah b'tchila, but no yediyah b'sof. Is that a valid point? Does the Tana have to come to address that? Absolutely. Okay. Here is where he's coming to address that. So let's see that inside again. Why not conclude the statement by saying that afchata in nami labnei korban, meaning lo'olam, umay nino, what would be the case? The case would be ein ba yediyah b'tchila, v'yesh ba yediyah b'sof, but maybe ein achinami. Yesh ba yediyah b'tchila, v'ein ba yediyah b'sof, is not included in this case, specifically because kivan dechi mityada le bar korbanu ema lo litle. So maybe that's the whole point, that since had he known he would have been chayav a korban, then it's not similar to pesha. This korban therefore has no impact on that chait, and it will not be tole. That's the Tana's question. Now don't try to tell me that that's not a question. V'chi tema, you'll try to tell me. Wait a second over here. Ein ba yediyah b'tchila v'yesh ba yediyah b'sof. Remember that we learn out that that's the Seir HaNa'aseh b'chutz, together with Yom HaKippur, and it's b'chaper. So anyway, this is a kapara that has a different korban attached to it. So what's the hava mina that the Seir HaNa'aseh b'fnim is the one that's b'chaper? Well, because sakadat hamina nipuch meipach. I might have thought, let's do it the other way around. Since the pasuk is so clearly coming to tell me that lechol pish'ehem, that this is something that will never be chayav a korban, so then it's never going to be chayav a korban. And that must be the case where there's only a yediyah b'sof, not where there's a yediyah b'tchila. I, which tubas mikdash v'kedoshav, should be mechupar al yedei, the korban musaf of Yom HaKippurim, which is the Seir HaNa'aseh b'chutz, dafka the other way around. The one which indeed could be kamli dechi of korban, and the Seir HaNa'aseh b'chutz will be tole until you find out and bring that korban. But why do we do it this way? That's the question. Hello, this is Earth calling. But you come late. Obviously, there's no way to follow. This needs to be followed from the beginning, straight through. Otherwise, it's hopeless. All right, shall we take a little bit of time out and just look at this once again? Spread it out for a moment, because I see I'm losing your hope without losing your interest. I'm just losing your hope. Right? Maybe, hopefully. Okay. All right, so remember that the Mishnah goes through four different variants of Se'irim that are going to be mechaper on issues that have to do with this subject, the Tumas Mikdash V'Kedosha. The Pasuk never tells us very clearly what the Korbanos of Yom HaKippurim are coming for. So it makes this whole taran about bringing this fancy thing that we never do anywhere else, take two Se'irim, match them up, put Goralot on them, throw one Lazazel, bring one Lifnai V'Lifnim, take its dam, put it inside the Lifnai V'Lifnim we never do before, take it outside in the Heichal and put the dam there also, and then on the Mizbeach of the Ktoret, weird kind of thing without ever telling us what, and what is it for? What is it for? So Rabbi Shimon says, what do you mean, what is it for? It says what it's for. On Tum'ot B'nai Yisrael, to be Bechapra, al HaKodesh mitum'ot B'nai Yisrael. So it's saying that it's coming on Tum'ot Mikdash U'Kedoshav, which is exactly what the Mishnah says. Although the Mishnah limits it to one particular case of Tumat Mikdash U'Kedoshav, and that is the case where the person forgot, went in, and has not yet found out that it did something wrong. That's the case. Fine, but I certainly know the general set of where it's coming. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't even know the general set where it's coming. Because the words to be v'chiper al ha-kodesh, those words have nothing to do with atonement. They have to do with where you sprinkle the blood. It means sprinkle the blood in the heichal. That's all that means. Now, why are you sprinkling the blood? That I know from a men. You know from a men? Yep, because it says mi tumot. Once it said mi tumot, it's asking you to identify a unique set of things that are called tumot. Therefore, it can't be avodah zarah. We looked for the uniqueness of that set. We said it doesn't fit. It can't be gilui arayot. There was nothing unique at all about that set. It can't be shfichut damim either. Same problem. Okay. So what is left? There is a unique set. That unique set is tum'ah, and its uniqueness lies in the fact that there's a carbon olav yored attached to it, which is not attached to anywhere else. We looked for other possible unique things of tum'ah, such as yoledet matzora, where there's also things similar to olav yored. It wasn't the same because it's for the wrong purpose. Over there it's for tum'ah, we're looking for chet. Fine. So now we've zeroed in because of the mem, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we're talking about tumat migdash ukdoshav for the kapara of this carbon, meaning something totally different than v'chiper al hakodesh, which is sprinkle the blood. Sprinkle the blood. Why? Sprinkle the blood to be mechaper this particular meat tumat b'nei Yisrael. Okay. Now we need to open up the set. Remember, the set contains the following members: somebody who does knisa l'migdash or achilas kodesh purposefully, b'mezi, when he's tummy. Somebody who does that act, but forgot while he did it that he was tummy, and then remembered again. Second. Third variant. Somebody who never knew he was tummy, walks in, finds out afterwards that he was tummy. Fourth variant. Somebody who knew he was tummy, forgot, and has not as yet found out. So there's four variations. There's four seirim. Now here you're saying in the Mishnah, this particular seir is coming for the purpose of one of those variants, the last one. The one where he knew, then forgot, and has not yet found out that he did something in a state of non-awareness. He knew he was tamei, forgot, walked into Beit HaMikdash, or ate Kodesh, and he did not yet realize that he had done something wrong. So this carbon is coming to be toleh on him until he finds out. When he finds out, then he's going to have to bring his carbon olav yored, because that's exactly the case that the olav yored was talking about. That's what the Mishnah insisted. We are up to the point in the Braita where we've opened up the set, and now we're trying to see which particular member of the set fits which one of the seirim. So now we're saying that the seir anaseh bifnim, which is the pair, the seir that is paired to the seir hamishtaleya, not to be confused with the seir of the Korban Musaf of Yom HaKippurim, is mechaper on a case where he once knew, forgot, went in, and did not yet find out that that happened. That's what you claimed. The way that the author of the Braita insists that I know that is because since the Pasuk says something very strange, it says, Mipishehen l'kol chatotam. On the surface, that's a contradiction. You can't have a pesha that's a chet, or a chet that's a pesha. They refer to two different things. A pesha is something that is done with full commitment, and it's bemazed. So it cannot be a chet, which means missing the mark, which is b'shoge. So what is the pasuk talking about? The chiddush of the Braita is that the pasuk first wants to say the chet that we're talking about here for this carbon is similar to a pesha. How is it similar to a pesha? Normally, a pesha can never have a carbon associated with it. This case also cannot have any other carbon associated with it. Okay, so the Gemara question. Why is that this case? I mean, if you're coming to tell me, first I need to know that it can't have the carbon olav yored associated with it. Well, of course not. The carbon olav yored is a specific remedy to a specific case. Yesh ba yediyah b'tchila, yesh ba yediyah b'sof. How would I have thought that there's another carbon to do the same thing that carbon comes for? Why do I need a pasuk for that? To that, the Gemara answered, because you don't know that there's always a carbon associated with that. For instance, suppose a minute before Yom Kippur, you found out that you had gone in Betuma. You cannot bring a carbon. Now the whole Yom Kippur, you're worried, am I going to be punished because I can't bring my carbon? Maybe this carbon is coming to be tole until such time as you're able to bring the carbon. But not to be tole until such time as you find out about the carbon, which is what the Braita was insisting. Maybe it's talking about that you did find out, but you're unable to act. That I need to know from Pesha. Pesha means there's no carbon associated with it. Okay, great. Now, how do I know that it's not one of the other members of the set? You're claiming which particular member is at number four? The case where there was Yediyah B'Tchila, no Yediyah B'Sof. But not the case where there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, but there was a Yediyah B'Sof. I ask you, says the Gemara, if anything, it should be exactly the opposite. And this is the point that we're up to. We have two Se'irim that you matched up to those two cases. The Soyer Anase Bachutz, which is the Musaf of Yom Kippur, you matched up to a case where Yeshba Ein Ba Yediyah B'Tchila, but Yeshba Yediyah B'Sof. This case of the Soyer Anase Bifnim you matched up to Yeshba Yediyah B'Tchila V'Ein Ba Yediyah B'Sof. I say you got it backwards. And I'll explain to you why I say you got it backwards. Did you yourself not just say that this has to be similar to Pesha? Okay, Pesha means something that has no carbon associated with it. It doesn't only mean something that you don't bring a carbon today. It means something you never bring a carbon for. But the case that you're claiming that this is coming for is the case where Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Tchila, and then you forgot and went in and you didn't find out you did it. What's going to happen when you do find out? You will be high of a carbon. So then this is the last thing to apply to that member of the set. This should be the case that I apply to the set member three, which is I never knew, and therefore, coming hell or high water, there's no way for me to ever bring a carbon on this, because the Torah limits the specific carbon to a case where I knew in advance. And over here, I can't go back in time to know in advance, so I'll never bring a carbon. That's the case that the Pasuk should be telling you. And instead, you obstinately use your own limud in the opposite way. Now, how do you explain that? That's where we're up to. What you should have said was, invert the match. The Seir Anaseh Bachutz, which is the Musaf of Yom Kippur, should be Mechaper on this case where you can come ultimately to carbon. And until such time as you find out, the Seir Anaseh Bachutz should be Mechaper, meaning to be Toleh. And this carbon, which is Seir Anaseh Bifnim, should dafka be a complete kapara, not tole, in a case where you'll never be able to bring a carbon, and that way it will be similar to pish ehem. Now, I'd explain this, that you inverted it. I mean, it seems almost to go out of your way to be perverse. Why would you invert it? Okay, so this is where we're asking now. So let's get back to looking at that inside. So once again, Salka Da'atech was smack bang in the middle of the page. Salka Da'atech, I would have thought, Nepuch, Mepuch, invert this so that it becomes reasonable, no? Omar Kron, here's where we're up to in the Braita. Says, now the Tana of the Braita, in response to what's going on beneath the lines here, which is my question, why don't you do it the other way around? Responds the Tan of the Braita, quote, Omar Kro Lechol Chatotam. Why do you think it mentions chait? Bichlal de bnei chataot minu. To teach me that it is indeed a type of thing that could be chayav chatat, given the right circumstances, namely that I find out. So if that's the case, nitchaper kapara gemura. Then why not strike the balance and say what we thought of before? Maybe in the same way that if somebody is chayav a korban ashem tolui before Yom Kippur, that after Yom Kippur he no longer has to bring that ashem tolui. So maybe if somebody was chayav this korban and Yom Kippur comes along. Well, I mean, he had the potential. Bichayev this carbon olav yored. Yom Kippur comes along. It's mechaper on even if he finds out. Because now I've already passed through the gates of Kapora for having been nichlas al migdash behalamat tuma, and there's no longer a carbon. Maybe that's the point, that this carbon not only is toled, the way you claim, until such time as I bring the carbon, it actually takes the place of ever needing to bring that carbon again. Because after all, does it not say l'kol chatotam? And that means it shall now take care of all of the sin. So how do you get the idea that it's only toled, the sin? I don't get that part. Aha. Iktiv mechatatam. Hold on. Look at the language. It talks about mi pishehem li kol chatotam. How do you explain that? You want to say mi pishehem umi kol chatotam? Fine. Then I would say you're 100% right. It's mechaper all of your sins. Does it say it's mechaper your sins? It says it's mechaper towards your sins. What does that mean? Up until such time as you're chayef to bring a chatas for that sin. So towards that chait, up until such time as that chait becomes mivurar, indeed it's mechaper. That is to say it's toled. But the moment that that chatat becomes chayef, because now you find out that you're chayev on that chatat, and never said mei chatatam, never said it's going to take you out of the chiyuv, remove you from your chait. All it's saying is it'll carry you over to your chait. Brilliant. You see how lovely the words are? Liko chatatam means lahanach da'atu lichlal chatat. So that which will ultimately come to chatat, but only up until that point. So then, I don't get it. So what is it coming for? I mean, if it's not coming to be mechaper, who needs it? So if mechimiach hashena mechaper, so what's the point of its being toled? Omer Abzer, well, at least you know if you die, you don't go to hell. I mean, that's important, isn't it? So if he dies in between, and never gets a chance to find out, so at least he would die without a sin, because this would be toled for him. Omer Le Rava, come on, if he dies, that's bad enough, isn't it? I mean, mitam imareket, he needs a carbon, that's not bad enough. So the death itself would be a kapara. What does he need the carbon for? Elam arava, but when we say tole, what we mean is lahagin alav mina yisurin, to keep him in the interim from being vulnerable to an attack on his spiritual matzav, because of the fact that he did this, it was emer mechaper on him. So he would be open now to midas hadin for yisurin. Therefore comes along this korban, indeed to be mechaper on him until such time as he can bring the korban that is necessary for him to bring. And that's very similar to the Yasham Talui itself. Because the Yasham Talui is brought until such time as you know. So you have some doubt. You don't yet know. You ate a piece of meat that might have been chalev. Okay, so then until such time as you find out, the Yasham Talui saves you from any impact of that possible chait. If you find out that indeed you did, then you're still going to have to bring your korban chatas on the achil of chela. But it's the same thing comes up, which therefore makes a lot of sense, that Yom HaKippurim indeed is mechaper on the tolui part of the yashu, but it's not mechaper on the specific kapara that needs to be brought. Very cool. That's what everybody should be saying here. Cool. Instead, you know what they say? Heavy, man. It's the exact opposite of cool, no? It's the exact opposite. The feeling should be, no, really, it should be, wow, that's amazing. Oh, that is so cool. That is beautiful. So everybody's huffing and puffing, and oh my God, it's so hard. There's nothing hard about this. It's very, very straightforward. All you have to do is get the idea straight. It's the background that's making life tough here, not the actual thought. Actual thoughts are the most natural, simple, beautiful, serious way of looking at something, and that things really mean something, that a letter means something, that nothing is there for nothing. What could be more cool? Yes. Oh, he's going to come with his heaviness now. You know, you got used to carrying around ostrich eggs in the packages of 18. No wonder things are so heavy.
There's no calorie for that.
Yeah.
can't bring a korban chatas misafek.
No, you can't bring a korban chatas misafek.
No such animal.
No such animal. I shouldn't say that as an absolute, because there are times where, out of desperation, we'll bring a chatas ha'ov. But that's because there's nothing that needs to be brought on the Mizbeach of it, really, just a dam. But generally speaking, a chatas, there's no such animal, if you mean, as opposed to a bird. That's true. Rabbeisai. We could be having so much fun. You
know? Are we stopping?
Yeah, well, I mean, what's the point? I'm going to drag people through. They're wearing irons. Seriously. Maybe by tomorrow all of this will sort of settle in and become good. These are like missed opportunities, you know?
Ouch.
Not really. It's such a shame. It's like throwing away childhood. It's terrible. You had this great day at the beach, and instead you decided to sit there and bitch the whole day because you didn't get the particular popsicle you wanted. And then you lost out on that whole memory. For heaven's sakes! I could think of even better opportunities, but they're all lost. You never forgive yourself for lost opportunities. All right.
I need the idea of
yourself
to be aware of it.
Yes, that's true. The idea of yourself. Okay. Omar Mar, Yeshli b'inyan ze, lavi shalosh tumot. Tumat avodah zarah, tumat kibbuy arayot, tumat shvichut damim. Now, when you say avodah zarah, yechidami, ibn meizid, I mean, that can't be what you're talking about, because bar ktalahu, ibn shogeg, you can't be talking about it, because bar korbanu. Well, you could be talking about a meizid de lo atrope, you could be talking about a shogeg de lo itiadale, and the gibbuy arayot nami, yechidami, ibn meizid bar ktalahu, ibn shogeg bar korbanu. Also, could be talking about a meizid de lo atrope. Shogeg v'loit yadalei. Okay, and the shvichud damim, nami, how would that work? I mean, v'mezid bar k'tala, b'shogeg is bar galutu. Again, it could be talking about mezid v'loit yadalei. It could be talking about shogeg v'loit yadalei. There's even another option. It could be talking about a shogeg where you did know, and it's b'hanav v'lav bar galut nino. So that's not a problem at all. Omamar, yocholo shalosh temot ha'lalu, yei sa'ir mechaper, talmud lomar, mi, Tumot, lo kol tumot. Okay, ma'am betzibushkeleka katur michlal. Kol tumot. Only thing it could possibly be referring to is tumat migdash v'kedoshav. Avkan tumat migdash v'kedoshav. The Rabbi, what is he talking about? My chilek. He means the might of all of Yoreh. Well, why couldn't it be chilek in the sense of avodah zarah? Was chilek the might of Seir Avlokisba? Omer of Kana, for heaven's sakes, he's talking about a chilek lahakel that would make it more likely that this is the thing that we're trying to be machaper on him for. Well, the thing that makes things more kal is the olav yored, isn't it? This is a chilek la'achmir. Okay, how about a yoledet? We're over there, she can bring an olav yored. It's not exactly olav yored, but partially olav yored. Omer of Oshaya, lekol chatotam v'lo lechol tumotam. Well, how about according to Shmuel Yochai? He says yoledet is also called a chotat. Rabbi Shimon Latayni. Rabbi Shimon, that's because he says we mekomo mukhra. Okay, maybe it's a bit sora. Omer of Oshaya, we just said, the kochatotam, not tumatam. Mitzora is tuma. Yeah? What about according to Shmuel Bar Nachmeni? The Omer al Shiva Dvarim and Nigaim Baim. What are you going to say over there? Now, what I'm going to say is that the Nigia, it's the Nage rather, that's mechaper on him. The korban is only coming to be matur and miachilas kachin. The ema nazir tame, we're over there at Tzchilek in the sense that he can get away with bringing only torim of neona. Omer of Oshaya lekol chatotam lo lechol tumotam. Yeah, what about according to Rabbi Elazar Kafar? The yomar nazir nami choteu. What are you going to do, Michael Meima? You'll say it's like Rabbi Shimon. The yomar nimekomohu mukra. Omama, Rabbi Shimon omer nimekomohu mukra. So obviously he's talking about mitumato shel hakodesh, right? That's a darn good point. Shapo kamer Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not a good point at all. Rabbi Shimon says, that's a fairish pasuk. It says, v'chein yaseh le'ol moed. Rabbi Yehuda. Imei ava mina v'chein means go start over again. Neite par v'soyer achrina v'navi. Come on, Shmanon. And Rabbi Shimon says, "V'chein yasel ol moed, means to me, mine mashma. Omama, yokol al kolcha, too much of a migdash yeser as a mechaper, tam alone, bishemel kolcha to tam, it's got to be something that'll never come, lidei yidia. So what were you coming now to exclude exactly? That yesh ba yidia b'tchila, yesh ba yidia b'sof? I mean, anyway, there's a korban on that. Haibar korbanu? What are you in a pasuk for that? No, lo, tzvicha de diyada le somuch l'shkiyat ha-chama. So saka da techa mina adamaite nitlele. Come on, shmala. Omar ma, minayin na sheesh ba yidia b'tchila vein ba yidia b'sof. She said, irze tole. What do you mean, minayin? My kashila, you just proved it, didn't you? No, I'll give you a kashila. On the contrary, now that you're saying chataim dumi de psha'im, and you're telling me that psha'im means lav b'nei korban, achataim nami lav b'nei korban, why not go all the way with that same logic and say, ema ma psha'im de lav b'nei korban ever, av chataim de lav b'nei korban ever? And what case would that be? Ein ba yediyah b'tchila, which can never be chayav chatas, v'yesh ba yediyah b'sof, but maybe yesh ba yediyah b'tchila v'ein ba yediyah b'sof, since, by definition, the chimitiyadale, you will have to bring a carbon, so then this is not the right solution. And emalo litle. V'chi teima, you'll try to tell me, well, I can't mean that because I already have a carbon for that in the musaf of Yom Kippur. Because ein ba yediyah b'tchila v'yesh ba yediyah b'sof, we already know that the sur anasa b'chutz in Yom Kippur is b'chaper. Well, why not just invert it, my dear friend? So let's say, Sagdat Chemina, Nepuch Mepach. Therefore concludes the Tan of the Brayta, Omar Kro, Lekol Chato Tam, Meklal de Bnei Chato Od Ninu, ultimately. And why not say that, Minau, Nitchaper Kapara Gemura, and never bring that carbon all of your head? Well, had it said Mechata Tam, you would have been right. Get a garment, but it doesn't say that now, does it? It says Lekol Chato Tam. And lechol chatotam is a beautiful malmo who points this out in the pasuk, that le always means up to the point that it gets to. So lechol chatotam means up to the point that it's b'chayav the chatas. The moment that you're b'chayav the chatas, la'anach dato lechol chatat, and not beyond. So then what's it doing? Chimachshin v'chaper lamatole, omer Rabbi Zera lomar, she'im made below avon, he's made below avon. He doesn't eat in this mita memorat. Until such time as he finds out.